Online customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, I need to speak to somebody about a payment that was taken out of my account that I didn't approve.
Can I get your zip code and your first and last name?
43055 Debbie Haywood.
You said that's 43055?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I mean, could you verify your mailing address?
499 Clarendon Street, North Ohio, 43055.
Yes, I mean, it does look like there was a contest entered for a kitchen mixer.
Okay. It's supposed to be $2 shipping through Walmart.
By entering that contest, you have to be enrolled in our meal planning app called Bitesub. They picked the winners from our subscriptions.
Okay, well, I didn't agree to any of that.
Yes, I meant stated in the terms and conditions whenever you place the order.
So there's nothing I can do to cancel that.
Well, if you would like to continue, our app gives you recipes to cut back on carbs and sugar. I can offer you a $20 monthly rate if you would like to stay in the contest.
No, I had to block my card and get a new card, which I now have a mess through all my automatic payments because of this, because it's not anything I agreed to, but I was doing the $2 shipping, and I don't even know what all this is that popped up or what it is.
Yes, and so go ahead and have this account canceled. That stops any future billings. I can also give you a cancellation number.
Okay. So there's nothing I can do to get the $59.89 back?
We can go ahead and issue a refund for that charge. It'll be posted in 3 to 5 days.
I would appreciate that, ma'am.
And then I did go ahead and cancel and have that refund being issued to you. If you're ready, I can get you the cancellation number.
Yes, please.
It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
9205-49-8989.
Okay. And that was for the refund for the
$59.89? Yes, ma'am.
And then you canceled it, so I won't be charged anything more.
That's right.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you, too.